Okay, good morning.
Good morning, thank you very much. Yom Tov. Tav Kuf Kuf Zayin. Okay, here we are. We did Ted Vav. We are on Ted Zayin. Ted Zayin. I just want to ask one question for the audience. Turning down your gas stove, we're talking about Erev Tavshilin, right? On Friday afternoon for Shabbos, you want to turn down your stove, gas stove, in order to prepare for Shabbos so that it's low enough so that if you want to heat the food on Shabbos with the kli agave, kli, however derech heter, is that mutter. Or with food, you want to put on food and you want to turn it down to not burn. So, mistama, it's the same thing, however you hold in general by Yom Tov. You know where Moshe was more Mako, many others are Machmer. Turning it down in general is generally the same thing. If you can do it for an Erev, for Yom Tov, then you can. Otherwise, the fact that you have an Erev Tavshilin doesn't seem to be able to be helpful any more than any other Yom Tov. Just get that out there.
Meaning it's not a game. It's not a game changer.
That's not a game changer. If it's Aser, it's Aser.
Right.
Exactly. Okay. It's only led Luke and Alechavui. Ted Zayin. Right. We learned it's possibly not even Ochal Nefesh, and so it's a. Anyways. Ted Zayin. La'achar Shehichin Tzorchei Shabbos Yachol Ochlo. Now, once you prepare Tzorchei Shabbos, using your Yom Tov, you cook whatever you need, you light your candles, whatever you need, you bake whatever you need, it's still Friday afternoon, and it's not Shabbos anymore. It's still not Shabbos. It's not Shabbos yet. Then you're allowed to completely eat your Erev because you used it. You did it everything you need for it. But just make sure you light candles before you eat it. Otherwise, you run into a problem. Yud Zayin. And just to point out, Lechatchila, when should you eat the bread?
Don't you run into a problem with the fact that you're not supposed to wash the bread and eat before Kiddush?
Right, so let's say your wife lit and you want to eat it.
But you want to eat the egg, or you want to eat the piece of
meat. So you can eat if you didn't accept Shabbos yet.
You can't wash. And,
maybe you can eat it less than a kazayas.
Okay.
Okay. The halacha is what it is. How you apply it for yourself, if it's common or not common.
Bottom line is you can eat your Erev once you're done with all your
Exactly. Okay. That's
if
the bottom line.
If you eat it, then you can't do anything else.
And if you eat it, you can no longer prepare.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's, and just to point out, many say the best time to eat your lechem is when? Is either many people save their bread, lechadchila, for shalashidus, so that it's always, it's always around in front of you. But some say you should, if you're gonna end up eating it, some say, depending on the situation, some people, eat it right away. And anyways, on their first meal. But the point is, it's good to use it for another mitzvah. And it's not we don't say mitzvahs chavilas is when it's done in a way where it's like you're just trying to get it out of the way quickly as possible. But once you have an item that was used for a mitzvah, and now there's no bizayon, and you can use it for another mitzvah, that's when it's actually preferable. Yud Zayin. Hitchil b'isato v'nechal ha'eruv. You already began kneading your dough. You didn't bake yet, but you're just kneading the dough. You already
started
the process. V'nechal ha'eruv. And then comes along one of your kids and eats your challah, eats your eruv. While you're in the middle, you still need it. Gomer ota isa. You're allowed to finish what you started. Even if you didn't put it in the oven yet. And you didn't finish all the kneading and everything you're doing. It's mutter to continue. V'u'adin yimitchil avashel. Same thing with cooking. You only started the cooking process. Shegomer oto atavshel shitchil. Whatever you started,
you're allowed to finish.
Okay. Mishnah Berurah says even just cutting the vegetables to cook, that's already good enough to continue cooking. Okay. Let's see.
So basically, even the most minute.
Yes, the minute preparation is included.
In this case, you're allowed to complete that entire process.
Exactly.
Yerchet. Not the minute preparation. So you went to the neighbor and you asked them for the actual.
Okay. Yerchet. Afa velo bishel. You baked and didn't cook. Or bisho, v'lo'afa, or you cooked and didn't bake yet. V'ne'achal eruv o avad. And now the entire eruv is finished. You ate it, both the tavshil and the bread. So then you're basically stuck. Mashenasa beheter, whatever was done beheter, afilu niskavin bo letzorech yom tov. Even if the food that you cooked was at when you cooked it, you had a mind to eat that food completely on Yom Tov. Listen to this. Yachol, to do a whole switch, you're allowed to do a whole switcheroo, l'mafreya. Yachol hu l'anichol l'shabbos. Now that your Erev is finished, you can't cook anymore for Shabbos. You gotta take the food that you cooked for Yom Tov and say, no, no, no. That's for Shabbos. I'm changing what it's for. L'vashel mikan ve'elech l'Yom Tov. And you're allowed to cook a whole new dish from scratch that's for Yom Tov. Because you basically, you did it when it was, you had an Erev, you did it when it was all done beheter, and basically what we're allowing you to do, depends on how you want to look at it, is do a switcheroo l'mafreya. You look at it l'mafreya, and at the time when you cooked it, you could have made that specified for Shabbos. Okay.
Is it a switcheroo, or is it saying that all, everything that you cook is part of the Erev?
I don't know.
Okay. One preparation.
But you can't save it for during the week. Obviously, you can only save it for Shabbos. Because even Lamafreya would be usher to do it for during the week. The Erev Tashilin is only for Shabbos. Okay, Yotet. Mi shelo Erev mutar lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. So the Stam Halacha is, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, is you don't need an Erev Tashilin for lighting candles. You only need it for Ochel Nefesh items. That's what the main purpose is it for. But you don't need it for lighting candles. So you're still allowed to light candles. Eve, like the Erev, the whole Isser Heter, the whole Takana is for food. If you're allowed to light candles or not, that's a whole separate issue of Ochel Nefesh, Bitoch, V'chule, V'chule. So since you're allowed to light candles, you're allowed to light candles, and the Erev Tashilin is not going to stop you. V'yesh Ostrim. And some say no. If you don't make an Erev Tashilin, you're not allowed to light candles. So, we lechatchila add the nusach when we say, with this Erev, we're going to allow to cook, or allow to shecht. If you're going to shecht, you add the words to shechita. If you're going to bake, to do hatmana, and anything I need to do. So we add in there lechatchila also the nusach to light candles in order to be yotze according to both shitas. And so some people say you're allowed to be so mechan. That's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah and others say you should lechatchila if you didn't make an Eruv, you should not light candles, but you should let someone else who did an Eruv Tashilin to use, that they should light for you with their candles.
Or light only one candle
if you don't have light on in the room. If you already have light on in the room, I'm not sure if it's allowed to even light one candle. So the Mishnah Berurah is machmer, like the second opinion. But anyways, we see that Lekuli Alma, if your only purpose, we're going to get into guests and hotels later, but for this halacha, it's important. If you're the only reason why you're making an Erev Tavshilin is for the purpose of lighting candles, so many or all poskim, certainly many, say you're not allowed to say a bracha, you should do an Erev Tavshilin without a bracha. Because there could be a bracha levatala. But, okay. But again, some people would say you could say it, but you have in mind that it, you might decide to cook if you want to. Okay, so we'll leave that as a question if you can say a bracha or not. Kaf. Mi shelo erev. A person who did not make an erev tashilin. So what happens? Kishem, now we're assuming on this case, nobody made it for you, there's no rava ir. You're on your own. and it completely wasn't done in Erev. So now what? Kishem she'asr levashel le'atz, makach asr levashel acherim ba'afilo be'vesam. If you yourself didn't make an Erev Tevshilim, so now you are asr with the halachos that are applied to Erev Tevshilim, which means you can no longer cook from Yontiv to Shabbos, and you can't even go to someone else's house and cook their food in their house for yourself. Because it's asr for you to do anything because you didn't, you don't have this matir of an Erev Tevshilim. V'gam acherim asurim levashel lo. And other people can't come to your house. Other people who have made an Erev Tevshilin, they can cook in their house. But they can't come to your house and cook with your food. Because if you don't make an Erev Tevshilin, you become Aser and your food becomes Aser.
But you can go eat in their house.
But you can go eat in their house. V'ein lo takana, there is no takana, except Ella. We're going to see there are a couple of takanas, like a Ravair. We're about to read one. Maybe Sveika de Yoma, if there's 2 days Yom Tov and Chutz La'aretz. We're going to get to that later. So those are the base. So here's the main takana. V'ein lo takana ala shiyitein kimcho v'tavshilo la'acherim. The only way out, right, if there's no Ravair, is you bring your food supplies and go to their house and you give it to them. And your friends made their Erev Tevshilin. So now they're going to own your raw ingredients. You give it to them with the matana. Now, since they own it and it's their house and they made an Erev Tevshilin, they're allowed to cook, and then they can give it to you afterwards. So they can return to your raw ingredients, all ready to go. So you're looking for a free meal. Well, not exactly completely free. A loophole where you're looking for a way not to have to cook for Shabbos. This is a way to beg your friends, your neighbors, to cook for you. And the truth is, the Shulchan Aruch continues, if they own your ingredients, they can come and actually cook in your house, and they can leave the mess in your house to clean up.
So if you have a non-religious person come to you from Yom Tov, so you can't make him a cup of tea. Unless you had in mind, mezakeh him, and he was also within the Torah.
No,
we'll discuss that after. Now we're getting to long, complicated. Sorry. Im ein sham acherim she'ervu, and if there's nobody else, so who can help you out? You're on your own. You went away for Shabbos somewhere.
You're in a cabin in a forest by yourself.
There you go. You went away to Big Bear or somewhere where there's probably a minion over there. You go somewhere on your own.
You're in a log cabin.
You're in a log cabin. So what do you do? And you forgot. You decided to go away for Yantif. People do this. Yesh omrim shemutar le'afot betzimtzum pas echad ulevashal kedera achas ulehadlik ner echad. So there is also a leniency. You're stuck. We don't want you to have no food. So even though there's this whole halacha of erev tevshilin, bedi'evit, we allow you to.
We're not going to let you starve.
We're not going to let you starve, and we let you cook one item, bake one loaf of bread. It could be a big loaf of bread. In other words, the minimum that you need to eat. Obviously, if you come with 10 people, you're a family of 10, it means the minimum portion for 10 people. It doesn't mean now you have to share one chicken thigh. But, okay, so then you get the minimum, and you light one candle. You allow you the bare minimum just to survive and have a meal on Shabbos. Okay. Okay, so here is where it's also pointed out that if you make an Erev, you're in all the Balei Bayit. If the husband makes, the father makes an Erev, so then Erev Tevshilin, so then certainly anyone who lives in the house, B'kvias and Nesomecha and Neshochan Aviyam, so then everyone's included. The wife's included, the kid's included, and you don't, it's just a complete automatic, no Shaila whatsoever. We'll discuss later about guests, or if you go to a hotel. But it's clear from all, the Am Shel Shomo is one of the first ones who points it out, and all the Achronim grow with it. So that's not a question. Let's see. Okay, and again, all the posts can point out, don't do a Kenyan Suda. When you're going to give it to your neighbors, just wanted to say that. And the Aruch HaShulchan points out, Chazon Ovadia, Lechatchila, it's nice, better for the wife to hear the Erev Tevshilin because she's really the one usually who's in the kitchen and doing all the cooking. Obviously, it depends on the household. Okay, now I think we'll go on. Okay, Hagar. V'im hiniach eruv. V'lo hiskir hamalachos behedya. Okay, this is another major topic. You set aside the eruv, but you did not specify with the nusach what it's for. Ela amar, either you didn't say anything, or you just said, Ela amar b'dein yehi shari lan l'me'abad ko tzarchana. I'm having in mind, this is for anything I want to do. But you don't specify anything about cooking, baking, shechita, hatamana, whatever, candles, nothing. So according to the Rama, and this is it's a machlokas, Have kemi shelo erev klal. So it comes out, the Rama says, if you don't specify what it's for, it's as if you didn't make an erev. It's completely of no value. Okay. Yes, there are obviously yesh chokim. The Taz, it's also quoted, it's really the Rishal, Yom Shel Shlomo, the Taz and Chazan Ovadia say it's only a din lechatchila to mention everything. Even if you don't say the bracha, but you put aside the food quietly and you say this, you have full das, this is your eruv. Not I'm setting it aside for later to make an eruv. I'm saying in my mind, this is my eruv. But you didn't say a bracha, you didn't say the nusach, but the eved, it works. Some achronim say, the Rama seems to say it doesn't work at all. The Mishnah Bura, the Aruch HaShulchan says, lechatchila, it doesn't work. If you did not specify. So if you didn't specify, either you have to rely on the Rav or you have to give it to somebody else. But if you're stuck and there's no one else and there's no way to get a nice Shabbos meal, then they say you can rely on all the other poskim who say, B'dyevid, you don't even have to say that Nasach. Okay. Okay. And if you're going to go, now, if you say that, now even according to the Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan, if you say the bracha when you make your Erev Tevshilin, but you forget to say the Nusach, and then you remember an hour later and you want to say the Nusach still at least Beinah Shemashos or before Shabbos, then you can go back and say the Nusach, and obviously you do not repeat the bracha. And Pashtus, you wouldn't, that this is a question, but perhaps you wouldn't even say the bracha altogether if you didn't say the bracha the full first time, if you had complete das, that was your okay. Tov. Let's go on. Umihu. Mi shemit ane biyom tov. This is another debatable issue that many of the achronim disagree. And lemaisa, even the Mishnah Bura disagrees when you have no choice. So he says, Umi shemit ane biyom tov. A person is fasting. A person made an Erev Tevshilin, but the Baal HaBayit who made the Erev Tevshilin for the family decided, I'm fasting today on Friday, on this day of Yom Tov. So according to the Rama, since you're fasting and you're not going to cook for yourself on Yom Tov, because you're fasting, Asur Levash Alachirim, you're not allowed to cook for anybody. Afilu Letzorech Bo Bayom, you can't even cook for yourself, Kol Shekhin for Shabbos, Tahavi Kimi Shaloi Niach Eruv, since it's you're fasting, it's as if you didn't do it. But everyone says, everybody else, the kids, they're not fasting, and you did make an Erev Tevshilin. So therefore, everyone agrees that everybody else can use your Erev Tevshilin, and many say, l'maisa, if needed, you yourself can even use it. Okay, Kaf Aleph. Im nizkar shelo erev kodem silat shachris yivashel harbe bekadir achas v'yotir l'shabbos. Now, let's say you realize you did not make an erev tevshilin, and you're stuck. There's no rabbi, there's no neighbors, and you're stuck. So one thing we learned is you're allowed to make one item to eat so you don't starve.
One portion per person.
One portion per person. But now he adds like this, even more lakula. Shulchan Aruch says, which can you do? You can make yivashel harbe, but you're allowed to take one big pot, and even though you only need to eat one piece of meat for you, or there's 10 of you, 10 pieces of meat, you can throw in 100 pieces of meat. We're going to see. You're not allowed to do a harama, the post can point out, but the truth is, you're allowed to do a small harama, and that's what we see. You're not allowed to do a pure harama, we're going to see that, but you are allowed to do a little harama. In other words, you know you don't need 100 pieces, you only need 10 pieces. But you're allowed to put as much as you want in there, knowing it's 100% because of Shabbos. Hagav, u'adin shiuchal eilach mibald yom, la'cheder b'ner daluk, l'chapes ezed avar. Now, let's say there's a dark room and you want to have a light on in there and there's no air. You're allowed to go in there to look for something and then ve'nichu dolek adalayla, and then leave that light there. Right, we're talking about you did it derech heter, like eish me'eish, and then you're allowed to, or you bring it there and then you're allowed to leave it there, and that's how it becomes, you can get around it. Ve'yesh omrim, the Shulchan Aruch has a ve'yesh omrim that is the minag olam lahakel. V'yesh omrim da'afilu levasho kama kederos mutter. Kevan shekoda machilahu v'hu shiochal mikol echad ve'echad. Even another bigger case of harama, but again, it's not pure harama. What you're allowed to do is you're allowed to say, I want a piece of chicken, I want a piece of French roast, and I want a piece of this and of that. So you make four different dishes. Now this is before lunch, Thursday night dinner or Friday morning or Friday lunch. So you're still cooking for Yom Tov. Now, you only need one pot, but you're allowed to now make four different dishes because you're going to eat a piece of each one. Now, you know part of why you're doing four dishes is because you want to have more food for Shabbos. But that's okay as long as your kavana is to eat a piece from every pot, because it's only a little harama, and you are cooking it for Yom Tov also, and you're going to even eat it on Yom Tov also. There is a machlokas achronim. What do you do if in the end you made four, let's say you made four pots, you're going to eat a piece of each one on Yom Tov, and then you decide, or it comes out you didn't eat from that pot. Now can you eat it on Shabbos? So if you only made one pot, so for sure everyone says you're allowed to. But if you make a few different pots, and you're even... So then there happens to be a machloket achronim. Two different opinions are mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah. And a lot of these things are depending on the case, depending on situation, and how mekel machmer you are, and on the situation. Okay, so we'll leave that as a machloket achronim. Kafe, should we do a drop more? Let's do one more case. Kaf Beis. Im nizkar b'yom tov. Rishon shelo erev. Here's one more way out. You realize it's a two-day Yom Tov, and you did not... It only works in Chutz La'aretz. Because if it's... Here, let's read. Im hu b'yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah, ein yachol arev al tanai. Because Rosh Hashanah is 2 days, but halachakli bin darabanan, we consider it one day. Yom ha'arichta. So a tanai is not going to help you. Right, let's say it's a 2 day Yom Tov, Chutz La'aretz, Thursday to Friday. Aval, im hu b'yom tov shel galiot yachol arev b'tanai. You're allowed to make an eruv tavshilin on a tanai. Im ayom kodesh, eini tzarich la'arev. So on the first day, on Thursday, you say, well, if today's kodesh, there's no need to make an eruv, tomorrow's chol. Today is chol. Then you make a whole, you say the whole nosach, and on Friday, then you say that, and if today is chol, then I am making the eruv for Friday. If we're still talking when you're standing on Thursday. And then on Friday, you don't have to say anything. And I'll just point, and it's a machlokas archonim, do you say a bracha or not? Just to explain real quick, the Magen Avraham from the Knesset Gedolah says you do say a bracha, because every Yom Tov is a safek. And we see that we do say a bracha. Min of a Klal Yisrael is in Chutz La'aretz. You do say an Erev Tavshilin, even though it is a safek of the Yoma. So since we always do, so too in this case. But others are more, other poskim say, no, in this case you don't have to give Eger, Shita Mekubetzit, you don't say, because it's right now you're doing it all tonight, so it's an obvious suffix in your face, and therefore sveikas lebrachas lekula. V'yesh omrim de'ilei le'mide devashel me'etmo lo mahani tanao. And if you don't have any food that was prepared on Wednesday, then you're stuck and you can't make an eruv. You don't have anything to make an eruv on.